Morning Hog Happy Hour, Riggs and Guy Brew Review. Happy to have our friends, Josh and Amelia from SR Parod, who are bringing us great high-octane flavors today. I would say for the holidays, but really, these would be good any time of the year. We had a couple that we started at 6% plus. Now where are we going?
All right, so this one is going to clock in at 8.8.
Ooh, okay, crazy eights. I like it.
And this is our buddy Steve Morgan from Alcatraz Brewing.
Oh, Steve! Oh, yep. Wow.
So we know him for his double IPA that's been out there for a little while now, and he decided, you know, to do something new. And this is his double cold brew Imperial Coffee Stout.
Wow. This is this is the first branch out for Steven Alcatraz. I'm excited about this.
So Imperial means it's 8 or above, correct?
Typically, yeah.
Uh-oh. I spilled a little too much into your glass there, Rick.
That's a terrible mistake. Or is it? So, okay.
I believe you guys have had Steve on before.
Oh, yeah.
And anyone that knows Steve knows that he is a perfectionist. And the cool thing about Steve is he's never satisfied. So each brew is tweaked slightly, especially with the double IPA, to get better and better. And every time it is better.
Oh.
And his pursuit for perfection is, you know, it shows in the product. And, I mean, everything he does is awesome. And this is one of my favorite beers now.
This is amazing. It does not taste like an 8.8. And it does not taste like a double. It is smooth as smooth can get.
Yeah, I held onto the counter, bracing myself for the attack. It's not that bad. I don't even need the seatbelt, to be honest with you. And this thing is dark. I'm holding up. I don't know what you guys are drinking this fine beer in, but we are using some clear glasses, and I can't see light through the other side of this thing.
I'm going to get lost in there.
Yeah,
Alcatraz.
The coffee beans he gets from this, he actually gets out in Lakeland, and they do a special type of roast for him specifically. So, you know, he's using local ingredients, local coffee, special roast on him. You know, the beer is, it's not necessarily sweet and it's not dry. It's kind of a nice in-between.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just flat out delicious.
And I will tell you, I'm not a coffee, as you guys know, I'm not a coffee drinker, but I thoroughly enjoy this flavor. It is not, the look tells you it's going to be heavy. It's not heavy at all.
No, it's smooth. Like I said, it's silky smooth, in my opinion.
No kidding, man.
Delicious. Man, and these just hit the shelves. You're definitely going to find them in Total Wine, some of your ABCs. Look for your local independents. You will find this on draft now.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yep, so, you know, actively search this one out. And it is year-round.
So that's great. Okay.
Yep. Go out there, search for this one. Give it a shot. It's awesome.
SRProd.com/beerfind.
And, you know, we talk about local crafts. We talked about it so many times on this show and this segment, local crafts. But there it is another. Again, you mentioned it. Here's a local guy doing a local brew and using local ingredients. It's all right here.
And he's a one-man show, which just blows my mind. He is the owner, the sales rep. He goes out there and does samplings himself. I mean, I don't know when this guy sleeps.
Yeah, I will tell you a quick story. I was under a darkened bridge one night, and he reached into his trunk and pulled out, on dry ice, a single can of experimental beer and gave it to me. And I thought, and most people would run and jump in the woods. And I was like, no, I'm taking it. I'm drinking it. And it was the right choice for sure. Alcatraz is doing a great job.
He also swam across the San Francisco Bay too, didn't he?
Several times, and I believe he's won in his age range quite a few times as well. He's a monster.
Like,
man.
Like Amelia said, you can get lost in that. Just swim around in it. Try it out. 8.8%. You got...